Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Monday, 27th April, and the corresponding Islamic date is the 4th of Ramadan. I hope all of you are well, and Ramadan has been favorable for you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving yourself and myself the guidance and the ability to engage in lots of good actions. Today I wanted to share a hadith with you in which we learn certain good deeds. Each good deed requires a lesson of the day in itself, but I just wanted to share this hadith with you just to summarize these good deeds, and then inshallah on another occasion we will explain each one in turn. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questioned his companions, that who amongst you is fasting today? In reply, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I am. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questioned that who among you has attended a funeral janazah today? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, I have. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again questioned that who amongst you has fed a poor person today? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu again replied that I have. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again said that who amongst you has visited a sick person today? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I have. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after hearing this reply to all of these deeds, he said that these are not combined in a person, but that he will enter into paradise. Meaning a person that has all of these traits, these good qualities inside him, then he will definitely go into paradise in Jannah. So first thing we learn is Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's special nature. That look how many good actions he would engage himself. We barely get one of these done in a day. But Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was abundantly involved in doing good actions. And this fast is not the fast of Ramadan, it is an optional fast, because the Sahaba and the pious always kept optional fasts as well. So let us bring the habit of fasting throughout the year into our lives. I will inshallah do, like I said, for each one I will mention. So just to list them, that we need to all try to look for an opportunity to fast. We need to look for opportunities to attend a funeral janazah salah. We need to look for opportunities to feed poor people. We need to look for opportunities to visit a sick person. That is the good deeds that I mentioned. So if a person has all of these good deeds inside him, then inshallah, these good deeds will combine to make him into a Jannati, because a person that goes into Jannah has abundance of good deeds inside him, and these are a sign of a person going into Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon this very special lesson of the day, this very special hadith, and bring all of these good actions as well as many other good actions into our lives. Inshallah, we'll continue with lesson of the day tomorrow. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.